Yes, Lord. Do you feel like you're not being heard? Do you feel like an undiscovered genius? Do you feel like you have a calling that's meant to minister to thousands worldwide? Well, actually, to all entrepreneurs of the 99%. Do you have an Uber product, but can't get out of your own way to pick people up from point A to point B? Are you tired of using a shotgun, only hitting a fraction of your target audience? May I make a suggestion? Come to Compound 99. Join Cowboy 347 on his compound, where we help the 99% discover their sweat equity, and from it, produce imagination being the top of the success of the ladder. Take this sniper rifle, where you will use your value to deliver compelling offers with the least amount of time and least amount of effort while still raising your market value. We are looking for 30 entrepreneurs who are out there in the 99% looking to turn their sweat equity into clarity. Click the link to schedule a call to see if you qualify. Cowboy 347 as a helper. Cowboy 347 as a shepherd. Find something to do before something to do finds you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy, and I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business to business podcast, where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, YouTuber and filmmaker. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our first episode of our new pivot, Producing Equity with Cowboy 347. It's an honor to take the step and join YouTube and have the individuals that's been supporting from beginning as a podcaster to now. And I just want to say that I'm grateful. I am grateful of you. I am grateful of you joining my journey, but not only that, allowing me to become the best version of myself so that I can inspire the group of people that was waiting for me to deliver them relief and hope. Yes, Lord. So, today's episode is called Learning How to Produce Sweat Equity. Before I get into what sweat equity is, what if you didn't have to compete? Literally. I know that entrepreneurship is sport. I know that there's billions of people in the world that's trying to just have it all. But what if I told you that you don't have to compete? What if I told you that there's something already in you? And there's a sign, your fingerprint, that tells you that you are in your own lane and can no man get in the way of that special thing that you have that you're meant to discover to go out into the world, right? And discover a group of people that's waiting for you. Imagine there's a group of people that is waiting for you to show up, as the best version of yourself to deliver them relief and hope and to remind them that they can. Delivering a transformation, a desired state of the future that will help them also serve mankind. But what if I told you that you don't have to compete? What if I told you you don't have to be a Ryan Lochte, but you can automatically be positioned as a Michael Phelps? Now, I'm not saying that you can just show up and just perform, because the difference between success and sensational, or success and sensation, or when it comes to being great, you have to prepare. So I'm not telling you to just show up and perform. You have to prepare. But once you discover what that gift is, go out there and work on it. Right? But there's something special about you that doesn't just make you successful, it makes you sensational. But it's up to you to discover it. It's up to you to already know that you are great. It's up to you to already know that you are somebody. It's up to you to have the courage to tap into that only lane, right? That's not really associated with people pleasing, but it's really associated with you serving your purpose and being obedient and serving the people that you was created to help. Entrepreneurs, creators, actors, directors, producers, influencers. I don't know what to tell you, right? But there's something special about you. Now, what is sweat equity? What is sweat equity? Now, for no salary, imagine, right? For no salary, investing your blood, sweat, and tears into something that you own, right? To raise its market value. As an entrepreneur, I've been through a plethora of, matter of fact, with my daughter, there's this song on Frozen. I don't remember the name of it. This wasn't in the preparation. This is a freestyle right now in terms of this detail. This detail wasn't included in the preparation of this episode. But there's a song on Frozen where in the lyrics it says that I've had a plethora of doors shut in my face. And, you know, glory to God, I'm here. And glory to God, I'm here to serve you. Yes, Lord. Glory to God, I'm aware. But I'm not just here, you know? I'm not here because, like I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not here because I've really, you know what? Let me say this. I want to be raw. I want to be real. I'm not here because I want to be. I'm not here because I want to be. I'm here because I'm called to be. I'm here because I want to be obedient. Now, what are you talking about, cowboy? Cowboy, what are you talking about? Well, okay, let me break it down to you. Just today I ran, I ran 20 laps. I don't know how many miles it was on my Apple Watch. But I ran 20 miles, okay? I ran 20 laps, forgive me, right? And before I start, you know, I limp a little bit. And the reason why I'm limping is because, like, the running is not necessarily for fun. It's like I'm trying to compete with myself. I want to be better. I want to keep myself in a connection or keep myself in a relationship with my mind, body, and soul so that I can always have energy as an entrepreneur to deliver, you know, great quality messages, right? But I don't work out for, you know, the vanity of, you know, the results of the vanity part, right? I'm working out because, like, my life experiences. Age of 18, you know, get a basketball scholarship. And freshman year, I have to have two hip surgeries, orthoscopic, one orthoscopic. The orthoscopic didn't work because the bones was fused. And then they had to cut me open. I have literally holes and slice and a slice on my right leg, right? That constantly reminds me, right, to take care of yourself, brother, or it can get real. And I compete with that. I'm in relationship with that fact. I'm motivated by that sweat equity that I developed, right? Lose my athleticism. I have to redefine, rediscover my body, make my body stronger, right? So that I can show up again and say, hey, it didn't stop me. But the overcoming the fear of it, right? And I'm sharing this from an authentic place on this YouTube episode because I want somebody to feel what I'm saying. That there's something about our journey that is telling us or that is trying to make us aware of something that's greater than us. I overcome that circumstance only to revisit the basketball court and not only that, try out professionally. Trying out for the Springfield Armor, which was the G League for the Brooklyn Nets at the time. Jay-Z owned a percentage of the team and almost made it. But unfortunately, I had a horrible relationship with my coach. And I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that he played a part in the door being shut in my face. But that's not his fault. That was a favor. Because without it, I would not be here to speak with you. But that is actually a part of my sweat equity. Right? You know, to make a hop, skip, and a jump into the future, I go to seminary, right, to get my MDiv and PhD in urban ministry and church planning. And then I decide to stop. And I decide to convict myself into entrepreneurship and remain in sports and start a sports management company. Get married, right? Have a son. And I say, I want to start a sports management company. I don't want to pursue this. And because I look at my child and I have to do more, I cannot sit and just wait for somebody to tell me what I'm worth for the hour. I have to go and do more. I'm going and I'm taking people from Detroit, Chicago, Gary, Indiana, Compton, Boca Raton, and I'm bringing them to Central America, being one of the first individuals to put Central America on the basketball overseas map, opening up a whole market to a demographic of the 99% that you can still play. And I'm taking them into volcanoes and I'm showing them a different aspects of different, a different avenue to continue their career. And I'm building this thing up during the pandemic to the point where I go from 60 clients to 160 clients in 6 months. And I'm building relationships. I'm meeting with people in the NBA. I'm meeting with people in the business of sports, generally soccer, baseball. And ultimately, I'm discovering that I have a gift in business. And then my wife wants to leave me. And I let her leave. In a pandemic, the top of a zombie apocalypse, she left me cold-blooded. But this isn't about her. She actually played a part in my deliverance. While she left, my business got larger. I ended up getting a Wikipedia on Google, and I ended up becoming, you know, somebody. Still on my own, afloat in a natural pandemic, a zombie apocalypse. I'm floating on a cloud of purpose-driven work because I took my sweat equity of my experiences and I turned my cause into a career, and I discovered how to utilize it so that I can relate to a group of people that was waiting for me to be great. So what are you talking about, cowboy? Well, first, I'm introducing you guys to who I am. And to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And my goal is to give you guys an experience behind my experiences. Now, when it comes to what I've built, I continuously over and over again, when I failed, I decided to get back up again. I decided to get back up again and again and again. And before I knew it, I realized from all of those failures and those experiences, this was teaching lessons. There was moments of like gems and information that I gained from my failure that gave me the confidence to become a successful entrepreneur. Only to realize that when I got so great at my craft that within the craft, I discovered a greater craft, right? A greater craft, which is I want to serve more people, not from a limited market, but a worldwide market, which is entrepreneurship, getting out of sports and getting into entrepreneurship in general. That's how good I got at it. But it was because of the sweat equity that I invested with no salary into something that I owned to raise the market value. Now, here I am serving as an entrepreneur, and here I am getting into short films. Because I believe I have a creative knack to deliver something to my market uniquely, to inspire them to have a stick for the quicksand, to do the same. You're not the only one. I'm becoming a beacon of light for a market of people that's been waiting for me to be great, to remind them. And now there's something that you're going through that may identify with the same formula, but you're not realizing that you're investing. You're not realizing that you're investing in individuality. I mean, how many people do you know wear a turban on their head and dress like a cowboy? Stay tuned because I will be going over, you know, these phenomenal testimonies of my life on this YouTube. But you are investing in discovery of who you are and your capabilities and your knowledge and wisdom on how to articulate those capabilities. And I want to let you know that when it comes to your client avatar, right, you want to be able to, you know, value the, you know, deliver a value proposition, right, and being able to articulate a tone of voice and articulate a look and feel, right, because of the surety of who you are and what you offer. Not only that, you know, you want to create awareness, you want to create, you know, interest, you want to create the desire, you want to convert on that, and that conversion needs to come off as advocacy. You're authentically woven in a DNA into something that you're advocating for somebody. Your mess is your message. Your cause is your career. And in the cause and in the mess, that's where your sweat equity is. That's where your creativity is. That's where your confidence is. That's where your strength is. That's where your spiritual morale is. Now, I understand that entrepreneurship is a sport, but imagine if you didn't have to compete. Now, I want to let you know something. There's something inside of you that's great. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And I believe that whoever's listening to this, you know what you're supposed to do. Not only that, you know that you're great. Not only that, you're probably in an environment that is not conducive to your elevation. But I'm telling you right now, fair warning, you might want to listen and take heed to where life is taking you, because you might need to remove yourself from that environment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm a podcaster as well, a podcast producer, and I've been on a wild ride. But This segment that I'm going to give you is of a phenomenal individual who was an NFL player for 7 years, and then he got into Hollywood and he stayed in Hollywood for 20 plus years. Now he's a phenomenal producer. He has a brand called Keep Peddling. And in the story of what Keep Peddling is, it's a pure relationship with the sweat equity and how creativity comes to us in it. Here it is.
We're already tied on this earth, but I wanted to start there.
So keep peddling, man. It's my life mantra. It came to me on a bike ride from Alabama. Every year around my birthday, I ride to Alabama from Georgia. Mm. It's about 100 miles one way. I get a hotel room in Jackson, Alabama. Mm. I stay overnight, and I take journals with me, and I journal to each of my kids and to my wife. Mm. Just kind of recapping the year and just tell them where I am, how I see them, where we all are connected, you know, in our connectivity. And I do that in hopes that one day, you know, my daughter, when she's older and, you know, off on her right. own, and my son, he's off on his own, I'll yeah. give them those journals mm-hmm. and they can pick those books up. I get emotional talking about it because it's
yeah, I felt that. I got chills over here.
Yeah, it's for me, I always want to be with them, even when I can't be, right? Mm-hmm. And I also want to be very transparent in me being a man and being flawed and having my issues and things that I got to deal with. Because again, I understand what a dad represents. Because I have a great dad. I had a great dad. He's still here. Thankfully, my mother's already with the ancestors. But I know that those are my first heroes, right? And inevitably, your parents are going to disappoint you at right. some point, right? It's just that's the course. So I know for me, I always wanted to be able to have an explanation of the man that's your father, an explanation of the man that's your husband, right? That you can take and read or, you know, and just kind of be with me without me being there in physicality, but I'm there in my spirit, and you can say, wow, okay. That makes me understand him a lot different, because when I'm writing in that journal, I'm writing from my soul, right? Ooh. And I do that to reset myself for the year.
Yes, so
Keep Peddling came for me on my first ride back, on the first trip I took. I'm coming back. I got about 30 miles before I get back home. And brother, I do this because every time I take this ride, going hard, you know, it's a path, but the second day is where the spiritual stuff happens to me. It's when my body's completely broken down.
Man, you sound like David Goggins.
I have to rely on something more. I have to rely on an invisible power that I know that exists. I know it exists because I've called on it before and I've used it. And I know I've gotten, I do this so I can practice summoning this power at will.
Let's go.
But there's danger in this practice, because I'm literally putting my life on the line with this ride. Sometimes you out there hot, you're dehydrating your body. I usually lose about 10 pounds.
I love it.
You know, and awesome. But that's when I'm really saying, okay, God, send me what you need for me to keep going. And the first ride I was coming back, man, I had every voice in my head, every doubt midget and every elephant that you ever had of doubt saying, just call Terry and have to come pick you up. Stop tripping. You can do this next year. You can figure it out. And then a voice whispers, just keep peddling. Mm-hmm. Just keep peddling.
Yes, Lord. Now pay homage. I remember Karan Joseph Riley said something about, that's why I wear sunglasses. You don't want people to look at you in your eyes because they might suck the positivity out of you. I agree with that. Because that's where equity is a funnel right, of life experiences that you need to go through that makes you sure of yourself spiritually, not of the flesh, but spiritually. Now, in the environments that we're in, there's no judgment. It is what it is. But it just comes to a place where you need to understand, in order to remain conscious of what the sweat equity is, you need to guard the gates of your mind. A famous statement that I heard a brother by the name of Justin Waller explain. Great guy. I hope I can get him on the podcast one day, because his sweat equity, that's a strong brother. But there's this guy named Gannon Baker, right? He's a world-renowned basketball skills trainer. Now, this man, you guys have probably seen this man all over your cable television back in the day. If you had the cable package, he was the guy that was dribbling around chairs with the ABA ball, doing tricks. But he's training LeBron James, Chris Paul. He's Skylar Diggins, and he is training the best of the best, from Kobe to Dwight Howard. This guy has put his stamp in the basketball universe for 20 plus years. Just broke a record in China, hosting a world record of a basketball training camp, hosting 20,000 souls. And Gannon Baker told me that the way that he stays with it is that he doesn't let them in his head. He doesn't let them in his head. Don't let them in is what he says. Check it out.
They're passionate about, but they're too scared because of the way that the external expectations of society may kind of project their fears.
I got you. Great question. My first thought, right?
Right.
If you're scared of what other people may think or the pain that you may feel through failure in the journey, you're not passionate about them. That you gotta question your passion. Because if you love something, you're willing to die for it metaphorically and physically. Like somebody told me the Phenom camp, right? I just worked LA last week. We broke Guinness Book of World Records. We had 794 players in the same venue, right? At the largest camp, basketball camp ever.
Right.
And I was the lead player development guy. I worked out 794 kids, man, on Friday and then Saturday.
Sure.
Man, I was exhausted. Like, 5 hours, I was yelling. There was no microphone. It was all on the same roof. It was parents after, you know how it is, man. I felt like I was going to have a heart. Either my brain was going to explode and I was turning red. My veins were popping.
Yes, Lord.
I asked, you okay? And I thought, man, I could die.
Yes, Lord.
I know where I'm going. I'm dying at something I love. My wife got $1 million, you know, life insurance policy. We're good.
Yeah,
I'm good. Like, I'm not afraid to die for what I believe in. Do I want to die? Hell no.
Right.
But when I'm preaching the gospel in agnostic countries and Middle East countries, I'm not afraid to die because I know where I'm going. And I've lived a life so far that you can't even imagine. So right. My point, if you're truly a person of faith and you truly love what this passion is, then you don't have any fear. Like, you push through all that. So if you have fear, man, you know what? You got to work on your spiritual side. So work on your spiritual side. That'll give you more faith to push through hard. Right. If you still are getting, you know, anxious, then you know what? You need to reevaluate what your passion is.
Right.
So speak to some experts, ask people that you love, ask people that love you. Hey, what do you think about my next 10 years? What do you think I'm great? What do you think I have the most impact at? Because I'll tell you, D, and you know this, I've been with billionaires, multimillionaires, LeBron, Kobe, some of the most, Kevin Durant, some of the most popular people in the world in basketball. Minnesota Lynx. they struggle with the same insecurities and depressions and complaining and problems. Like money and popularity don't change their joy or happiness.
Yes, Mom.
Its impact, its significance, is having real relationships.
Yes, Lord. Now, imagine if you didn't have to compete. Entrepreneurship is sport. But there's something special about you that is requiring you to take a leap of faith, that's requiring you to change the dimension of identity, rediscovering yourself, breaking yourself down and building yourself up again. But in the process of the time that you invest, the courage, the faith that you invest, there's equity in that, that brings certainty, that brings clarity. I'm sorry, that brings clarity, that brings uniqueness, that brings purpose, that rings the calling, that gives you a entitlement to a certain lane, because you know, because of what you went through, if you're somebody that went through it, there's somebody else out there just like you. How do I know? I've done this already. That basketball program that I put together was a result of me going through those circumstances and looking at the professional basketball industry at the time and saying that this is wild. I want to become for somebody. I want to become for somebody that I've never, that I didn't have, right? When I was in the industry. And there's something that you went through. There's something that you are building up and you're having dirt put on your name or whatever it is. And you're shaking it off. You imagine falling into this well, right? A pastor told me a story of this guy that accidentally fell into this well, right? And people tried to shovel dirt on this brother because they didn't know that he was in the well. But every time dirt was shoveled on him, he shook it off. Every time the dirt was dropped on him, he shook it off. And before you know it, he started to realize that the dirt that he was shaking off was starting to raise him up out of the well. To the point where the dirt actually helped him out of it. And you might be experiencing that right now, but there is equity in the identification. There is something that's being woven like DNA around you in your difficulties. Looking at a positive, looking at a negative and making it positive. It's happening right now to you, but you don't know or realize what that is because there's someone not articulating it to you. But I'm here to tell you right now, because to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And Jesus Christ was a shepherd himself who went out into the wilderness to find his lost sheep and deliver them relief and hope. And I'm here to tell you right now that you've already produced something out of your imagination. For you to sit in what you're sitting through, your imagination has went to a plethora of places, but you've produced something. And out of that production, you got to pull that sweat equity that you have out of that. And you have to articulate what it is so that you can have clarity to use it in the real world. Now, listen, like I said, man, this is the first pivot into YouTube. I have my media company, T3 Resolutions, LLC. Media, you know, podcast syndication, business to business syndication, Impeccable Nine Productions, the list goes on. If you feel like you're the 99% that I'm talking to right now, if this is touching you right now, listen, I am looking for 30 people. It doesn't matter if you're a creator, an actor, a producer, a social media influencer, entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. If you're the 99%, I'm looking for 30 people. I am looking to schedule calls with certain individuals, breaking it down to 30, and I'm looking to bring you into my compound. Compound 99. Now, before, you know, before we go, I just want to draw a little picture for you. You know, my uncles was, you know, fishers. They're from McKinney, Texas. You know, if you guys realize, you know, remember how, you know, the story of how it became, you know, so infatuated with the cowboy lifestyle, as well as from my background and my ancestors. You know, my family's from McKinney, Texas, and Oklahoma, Augusta, Georgia. But there's this aspect of my family that loved to go fishing. And I remember my uncle and his friend arguing one time when we went out to go fishing, and my uncle's friend wanted to go off into the distance, driving past a whole circle of people fishing, and the birds are circling, which identified that food is over there. And I was always taught from my Grant Cardone and all the other great, successful, sensational leaders that's out there, you know, they say, go to where the money's at. Go to where the money's at. And I just want to just say that, you know, when it comes to Compound 99, when it comes to discovering and articulating, you know, your Uber product, to get out of your own way, to pick up your client avatar from point A and bring them to point Z, I just want to articulate that, you know, this is the compound and this is you. This is the compound, a sanctuary space where we compare and we bring in buildings, sharing consumables to discover our accountability, to discover our sweat equity through accountability and camaraderie and healthy communication, right? This is the compound and this is you. If you feel like I am talking to you, to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. I am willing to bring you in, to lift your voice, get you into syndication. Don't matter what it is that you have going on, but giving you syndication to lift your voice, lift your sweat equity so that you can be more confident, right, in what it is that you're imputing to your client avatars, because I'm going to be giving you the unique frameworks and principles to discover the uniqueness of your sweat equity, to take you from the 99%, make you the 1%, to go out there and show up and serve for that group of people that's waiting for you to become the best version of yourself. I'm looking for 30 individuals. I'm scheduling calls to see if you qualify. 30 individuals, imagine for a year. Imagine every day for a year showing up, right, on accountability, standing on business, you know, having different topics every month, whether it's motivational, entrepreneurial, right, financial, to give us an edge on using our sweat equity, using our uniqueness, owning our power that makes us unique. And can nobody get in nobody's way, because we all are individuals. We all are individually in our own lane. We might have relatability. We might be able to partner and collab, which is great. This is the world we live in, collaborations, right? We might have intrapreneurs, individuals that's willing to go into businesses and help businesses scale. But I'm here to help you lift your sweat equity. Click the link in the description. And I look forward to speaking with you soon, if not before then. And it'll be an honor to join your journey to help you do something special to save and change the world. Yes, Lord. If you don't know, my journey brought me to a place of creativity where I know that I can operate from imagination, and I know that I can touch my demographic from my creativity, from my mind, because I discovered something that I do easy in a short amount of time. Great. And when it comes to entrepreneurship sucks, I want you guys to delve into the content, and I want you guys to see that the process is working on you, more so than working for you. You are the process, and you have to trust the process of the undiscerning situations that may go about as you try to become better, as you try to break out. Entrepreneurship Sucks is a short film that is created to inspire you, right, to continue, to inspire you that something's happening. Every seed that you plant, God is watering, but you have to trust. And I'm doing this in real time in front of you. Entrepreneurship Sucks. Check it out. Yes, Lord, Mark Wahlberg in the movie Lone Survivor. Guys, if this message resonates with you, I'm closing the doors. I want you guys to tap into Compound 99 in the link in the description below. Make sure that you subscribe. This will allow me to create phenomenal content and deliver you a phenomenal season of great work this year. You guys don't want to miss out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.